WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's wild ride. You know that feeling when you're constantly running around juggling a million things and suddenly realize you haven't had a decent night's sleep in weeks? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, but let's be honest, burning out isn't exactly winning. That's why today we're diving into something super important, self-care for busy lives. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about prioritizing rest and relaxation even when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car. We're talking about practical strategies to recharge, refuel, and actually feel good even in the midst of chaos. So, buckle up, because here are five golden nuggets to make self-care a non-negotiable part of your day. Number one, say no more often. I know it sounds terrifying, but trust me, saying yes to everything is a fast track to burnout. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take some time for yourself. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Number two, sneak in mini breaks throughout the day. 5 minutes of deep breathing, a quick walk around the block, or even just listening to your favorite song can make a world of difference. You don't need hours. You just need moments of intentionality to reset and recharge. Number three, make sleep a priority. I know, it's hard when there are deadlines looming, but seriously, 7 to 8 hours is non-negotiable. Think of it this way. Good sleep isn't a luxury. It's an investment in your well-being. It improves focus, mood, and even your immune system. Number four, move your body. Exercise doesn't have to mean grueling gym sessions. Find something you enjoy. Dancing, hiking, swimming, whatever gets you moving. It releases endorphins, which are natural mood boosters and helps you de-stress. Think of it as a mental detox. And number five, cultivate genuine connections. Spend time with people who lift you up, make you laugh, and support your goals. Strong relationships are a powerful source of happiness and resilience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're so busy with work, errands, social commitments that you forget to actually live? That was me for a while. I used to think that taking time for myself meant guilt-tripping myself into carving out an hour here and there. But guess what? It wasn't sustainable. Then I realized self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Like flossing your teeth, if you neglect it, things start to fall apart. So I started implementing those five key takeaways into my life. Here's the thing. I learned to say no more often, not because I'm being rude, but because I'm respecting my own time and energy. Imagine this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of emails, when your boss asks you to take on one more project. Your initial instinct might be to say yes out of obligation or fear of looking uncommitted. But remember those mini breaks we talked about. Take a deep breath, step away from the computer for 5 minutes, and ask yourself, do I have the capacity to take this on right now? Is it truly a priority? And if the answer is no, and it often is, politely decline. Explain that you're currently focused on other projects with firm deadlines. You'd be surprised how much lighter your load feels when you prioritize what matters most. So, remember, self-care isn't about being selfish, It's about showing up as your best self for yourself and the people around you. By prioritizing rest, relaxation, and intentional moments of joy, you create a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life. Ready to take action? Start by scheduling one mini break today, even just 5 minutes, to do something you enjoy. Maybe it's listening to your favorite song, taking a walk outside, or simply closing your eyes and practicing deep breathing. You deserve it. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little self-care inspiration. Let's spread the love and remind each other that prioritizing our well-being is not an option, it's a necessity. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.